Our next speaker is Dr. Wakai, who's going to talk to us about advanced curable disease, the role for radical resection.
Okay, today I'd like to talk about advanced curable disease, role for radical resection and adjuvant therapy. This is my COI. According to NCCN guidelines, if gallbladder cancer is suspected preoperatively, MALCH detector, MALCH phase computed tomography, contrast enhanced MRI with MRCP should be performed. PET CT scan has limited sensitivity but high specificity in the detection of N1-M1 disease. Endoscopic ultrasonography should be done to evaluate depth of invasion in Japan. However, detection of early-stage gallbladder cancer remains difficult. When gallbladder cancer is just resectable, as primary treatment, cholecystectomy, unblock hepatic resection, lymphadenectomy should be performed. Today, we focus on extent of hepatic resection and lymphadenectomy for this disease. Surgical resection provides the best chance for cure in patients with gallbladder cancer. In 1954, Green and Hayes first proposed the radical cholecystectomy. This operation is based on the liver resection of the gallbladder bed. Then, in 1955, Pack et al. Reported three cases of right trisectionectomy with portal lymph node dissection for locally advanced gallbladder cancer. Since then, various types of hepatectomy procedure have been performed for this disease. Gallbladder cancer frequently spread to the liver through the gallbladder bed. Cooper and Fahim et al. Reported that direct extension and lymphatic spread are the main modes of hepatic spread by gallbladder cancer. In contrast, other researchers have reported that direct extension and homogeneous metastasis predominate. Thus, controversy exists regarding this issue. In 1995, Dr. Shirai from a department at Niigata University, Japan, showed that microscopic angular lymphatic invasion of the portal tracts as a main mode of hepatic spread from resectable gallbladder carcinoma. At this time, under the review process, this mode of spread was designated as angular lymphatic because lymphatic and venous invasion are not always distinguishable by hematocytic Elgin staining alone. Further distinction is possible now using immunohistochemistry with a D240 monoclonal antibody, which is specific for lymphatics. As you can see, this is Gleason cyst. As you can see, this is bile duct, hepatic artery, and portal vein. I pose a question. How do you think about this mode of spread? This is lymphatic invasion within the portal tracts. Direct liver invasion and portal tract invasion, which features intrahepatic invasion, lymphatic invasion as the main modes of hepatic spread from resectable gallbladder cancer. Lymphatic spread occurs in a retrograde manner through lymphatic connections between the gallbladder and portal tracts. The distance of portal tract invasion showed a linear correlation with the gross depth of direct liver invasion by simple linear regression analysis. There are no apparent differences in other clinical pathologic variables between groups according to the type of hepatectomy performed, minor versus major. The type of hepatectomy was not significantly associated with survival after resection. From Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, the performance of a major hepatectomy was not associated with other clinical pathologic variables or long-term survival. They conclude that tumor biology and stage rather than extent of resection predict outcome after resection for gallbladder cancer. The outcome hepatectomy procedure, wedge resection of the gallbladder bed versus segment 4B plus segment 5 resection, and the pattern of recurrence was comparable. The analysis of Japanese registration for T2 gallbladder cancer showed similar result. Therefore, regarding hepatic resection, the performance of major hepatectomy is justified only if potentially curative R0 resection is feasible. The correlation between gross depth of direct liver invasion and distance portal tract invasion may be useful clinically for estimating adequate hepatectomy margins. Since partial hepatectomy involving the gallbladder bed is a critical part of the resection for gallbladder cancer. According to NCCN guidelines, because lymphatic spread is common, careful attention should be made to evaluate nodal disease. What induces lymphatic metastasis in biliary tract cancer? We focused on sphingosine-1-phosphate, S1P, in bile juice human samples. This is a lipid mediator that is known to contribute to lymphatic metastasis in cancer. We documented that S1P contributes lymphatic metastasis, not lymphangiogenesis, remodeling lymphatics network in biliary tract cancer. From Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, resection and histologic evaluation of at least 6 lymph nodes improves risk stratification after resection of gallbladder cancer. The number, not the location, of positive lymph nodes independently determines the prognosis after resection in gallbladder carcinoma. No nodal disease or a single positive node indicates a favorable outcome after resection, whereas radical lymph node dissection is effective for selected patients with multiple positive lymph nodes, provided that an R0 resection is feasible. Okay, today we focus on posterior superior pancreatic duodenal nodes here. Overall survival stratified by nodal status based on metastasis to PSPD nodes. Overall survival after resection was significantly better in patients with pathologic M1 distant lymph node disease only affecting PSPD nodes than in patients with pathologic M1 distant lymph node disease beyond PSPD nodes, whereas overall survival after resection was comparable between the former PSPD nodes group and patient with pathologic N1 M0 disease. When lymphadenectomy of PSPD nodes, we always ligate and divide PSPD artery to prevent postoperative bleeding and pseudoaneurysm. The incidence of PSPD nodal disease is 12.8%. 5-year overall survival rate is 31.6%. In gallbladder cancer, involvement of PSPD nodes is similar to that of regional lymph nodes in terms of both the incidence of metastasis and the impact on survival. Inclusion of the PSPD nodes among the regional lymph nodes should be considered. Biliary tract cancer registration in Japan showed similar results regarding PSPD nodes. AJCC Cancer Staging Manual revised lymph node classification from location to number of positive lymph nodes. Okay. Case presentation, 72-year-old male. He underwent cholecystectomy for severe acute cholecystitis at another hospital. Pathologic review, gallbladder, adenocarcinoma, G1 histologic grade, PTX, lymphovascular invasion negative, perineural invasion negative, flat infiltrative type, resected positive margin, R1 status. He had jaundice 2 months after cholecystectomy. He was referred to our hospital. Laboratory test, total bilirubin 7.9 nanogram per deciliter, direct bilirubin 7.1, tumor marker CA 12 nanogram per milliliter, CA99 42 units per milliliter, MSI testing, MSI low, microsatellite instability low. And so CT scan showed dilatation of the intrahepatic bile ducts and mass as a hepatic helium. Question 1, what's the primary treatment? Biliary drainage, surgical resection, chemotherapy, radiation therapy. According to NCCN guidelines, primary treatment consider preoperative biliary drainage. After biliary drainage, CT scan revealed residual tumor at the gallbladder bed and bulky lymph node metastasis in the head part of duodenal ligament. Question 2, what is the next treatment plan? Surgical resection, gemcitabine cisplatin combination therapy, pembrolizumab, best supportive care. According to NCCN guidelines, incidental findings on pathologic review consider neoadjuvant chemo. After gemcitabine cisplatin combination therapy, CT scan revealed that both the residual tumor and swollen lymph nodes were shrinked, as you can see invasion into the pancreas and portal vein. Definitive resection was possible in a subset of patients selected for surgery after a favorable response to chemotherapy and was associated with long-term survival. They recommend surgical re-evaluation after chemotherapy to select potential operative candidates. Survival in patients with residual disease at local or regional sites was not significantly different than that seen in stage 4 disease, with neither subgroup clearly benefiting from re-operation. Outcomes were poor in all patients with residual disease, regardless of location. The optimal time interval for re-resection for incidentally discovered gallbladder cancer appears to be between 4 and 8 weeks after the initial cholecystectomy. Surgical procedure. We performed pancreatic duodenectomy, wedge resection of the gallbladder bed, regional lymphadenectomy, resection and reconstruction of the portal vein. Histopathologic findings, adenocarcinoma G3 histologic grade, pathologic T4, involvement of the main portal vein, liver, extrahepatic bile ducts, duodenum, and pancreas, 4 positive nodes, stage 4 disease. He's still alive 15 months after resection with no evidence of disease. According to NCCN guidelines, post-resection status, several recommendations are listed. However, there is no report showing the effectiveness of post-operative adjuvant chemotherapy, but it may be considered to do. Adjuvant capecitabine for biliary tract cancer, the BILCAP randomized study, 2-arm after resection 1-to-1 observation versus capecitabine 8 cycles. Overall survival in the intention to treat analysis, capecitabine group median overall survival 51 months, hazard ratio 0.81. Overall survival in the per protocol analysis, capecitabine group overall survival 52.7 months, hazard ratio 0.75. Overall survival in subgroup analysis, invasive gallbladder cancer slightly favors capecitabine, hazard ratio 0.84. New therapeutic targets are warranted for the treatment of gallbladder cancer. Gemcitabine, cisplatin plus S1 is a major goal. And so gemcitabine, cisplatin, nab-paclitaxel, and so trastuzumab plus FOLFOX, and so trastuzumab and capecitabine. Thank you very much for your attention.